It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. It's been 5 years today since the Iowa Supreme Court decision of Varnum versus Breann that paved the way for same-sex marriage in the state. And public opinion is changing. It's a Friday lunch hour rush at the restaurant Dixie Quicks in downtown Council Bluffs.
Extra plates, guys. You know we're going to do a little bit of sharing here.
This restaurant opened in 1996 in Omaha by Rob Gilmer and his now husband, Rene Orduna. They're one of the thousands of couples to get married in Iowa since the 2009 decision. Gilmer still remembers how he felt the day he learned same-sex couples could get married just across the Missouri River.
Just the fact that, you know, it happened in some scattered states, and then now in the Midwest, Iowa. Iowa was the leading edge, and that was just amazing. Something that I never thought would happen in my lifetime.
The couple was running out of room in their Nebraska restaurant. After the Iowa Supreme Court decision, they moved to Council Bluffs for more space, but more importantly, they got married. Rene Orduna says he sees public opinion changing.
Like most things in life, as soon as you're comfortable enough to tell people who you are and what you are, eventually they realize that it doesn't really matter who you are or what you are. It depends on what type of a person you are. And that is something I think that is definitely gaining pace with this 5-year anniversary.
Ann Selzer can back that up. She's the president of Selzer & Company, which conducts the Iowa Poll, which recently sampled 800 random Iowans to get the pulse of public opinion on same-sex marriage.
And we found the plurality of Iowans say, it doesn't really matter to me. It's really not my issue. And more say they're proud than say they're disappointed.
Selzer says almost half of the Iowans polled under the age of 35 are proud, whereas more than half of those polled Iowans older than 65 say they're disappointed. Selzer compares that to a poll from 2008 when more than half of the respondents say marriage should be between one man and one woman.
What that tells us is there's something about the word marriage that was still sort of stuck in terms of, well, marriage is one man, one woman. And I think what one of the things that has happened post-Varnum is a comfort using that word to describe a relationship between same-sex couples.
But you can't expect them to just simply toss aside the issue of marriage. It's fundamental to our society.
That's Danny Carroll. He's the newly elected chairman of the Iowa Republican Party. Some strategists in the state GOP say opposing same-sex marriage in any election only hurts their party. Carroll sees it differently.
A lot of Republicans are going to continue to maintain their view on that regardless of what I or any other Republican leader might have to say about it.
The lead plaintiff in the Iowa Supreme Court case, Kate Varnum, says public opinion still needs education, even though it's been 5 years.
We still try to teach people about the differences between pre-decision and post-decision, about pre-Defense of Marriage Act and post-Defense of Marriage Act, and we have a lot of work to do, and we're still working on changing the hearts and minds of people that we know of Iowa in general.
Soon after the decision, Varnum married her girlfriend. They adopted a son.
When we were first dating, we would introduce each other as our roommates or as our friends. Now we have no qualms about introducing each other as, this is my wife. And our son, you know, our son is 2.5, and he introduces us as Mama, Mommy. And he will point out to others who we are in his life. And I think that's probably the biggest thing for us.
Varnum says they lead a boring life in Cedar Rapids, just like any straight couple. I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.